Welcome to the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and Akusti Salonen, a 10-minute podcast discussing all things football coaching. Hi, and welcome back again to the newest and latest edition and episode of the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo, and of course Akusti, all the way over there in Finland. Are you good, my man?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, not bad, mate. We've got a good topic today, haven't we? We're gonna talk about copycats, I think. Probably the best way of putting it. So how are we going to define our thinking on copycats?
Copycat is somebody who is following a lot of coaches and take everything from those coaches without questioning it first, and just repeating everything that coach or coaches does. Let's say there's Bielsa, Guardiola, Mourinho, a lot of coaches, and they are just copying everything they do and not thinking by themselves what fit for their team or their way of thinking of football.
So it's like, we look on Twitter or YouTube or whatever, and we see somebody's put up a training session from Guardiola, and you go, "Oh, look, I like the look of that. I'm going to do that with my team. You know, I'm going to do that tonight." And what's the difference, and why is this a problem?
Most of the times, the coaches doesn't know which part of the training this exercise is from, and what kind of things they are looking for, what are the team principles, how they want to build up their playing style with that exercise with Pep. And then if you just take it and put it in your team, use your own brain. Does that work in my team? Is it is my players good enough to play with that style? And there are a lot of questions.
I think one of the big things, and we refer back to the very first episode we ever did, which was on external factors. So, for example, if my team is, let's say we train two times a week, but Pep's team train four mornings a week. That, for starters, that could be what we see on the video for the 30-second clip, could be part of a process of a larger thing throughout the week that he has the time to do. But, hey, we haven't got the time to do it. But also, more importantly, I think we have to remember that in our teams, we don't have, Aguero's, Bernardo Silva's, De Bruyne's, those sort of world-class players, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, I don't know. Yeah, I know exactly what it is that we see in there. I just, it's always interesting, isn't it? You see people go, "Oh, I did that session last night with my team."
Yeah.
How did it go? And they go, "Oh, it was brilliant. Really, really brilliant." And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Probably it could be brilliant. That means he is a really good coach and he should be somewhere else than his team. But it's easy to put something nice to social media. I'm good. I'm feeling good. But do you actually?
But what about when we all go and watch other coaches when we can for our own, personal development, don't we? Like club visits.
Yeah.
And you go and we see a team training and they do, a nice drill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like that drill. I'm going to do that with my team, and then you take it straight back to your own training ground and it doesn't work so well. I think that's another example of just being a direct copycat and not thinking, hang on a minute, I can see what he's doing here. I like it. Now I need to think about is it A, relevant to my training ground and my team? B, do I need to alter anything?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of like one of the messages, isn't it? It's great to look at stuff and learn and see other people do stuff, but how do we adapt it?
Yeah. For me, it's okay if you stole or take parts from the coaches who inspires you. That's really okay. But that means you are developing your own football brain.
That's
but,
right.
But the thing is, first think, and then if you think that's something that is good for you, then take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I mean, we've all, at some point, I mean, I know I was, particularly when I started coaching, you know, you buy a book, and in the book, there's lots of drills and exercises on whatever, on attacking, and you just go and just take them and onto your training ground without any thought process or anything like that, you know, without any, you know, reflection about how it can help me and my team. You just go on and do it. And, you know, I look back on a lot of my earlier days and it was, wow.
Yeah. I know it's kind of funny if you, let's say you take a passing trail for some reason and this direction in that passing trail, you want to play forward in that passing trail, but your team is playing position football. They want to attack line by line. First, in the first press, then the second press, so on. And but you are practicing passing with playing the first pass straight to the forward, like 30 meters, then drop and play forward.
Yeah.
This is a good trail. We get a lot of passing, but does that help your team and your playing style?
Well, I think, you know, it'd be interesting to know the people that listen to this. I mean, could they hand on heart tell us what their playing style is, or do they just, you know, go from training session to training session and, you know, thinking, oh, I fancy doing this today. Maybe next week I'll do that. You know, no real kind of principles or style of play. It would be really interesting to know, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you have clear principles, then you have clear way of thinking what kind of trainings you want, what kind of tactical games you want or position games you want. Mm. But if you don't have a clear principles, then you can just put everything you want to the trainings. Let's say, let's have fun. This is fun training. Let's do it because players like it. Everything's okay. But most of the times, if you have a clear playing style and principles, some of the trainings they are not nice. Players not enjoy it because most of the times when it's really important, it's boring.
I heard on the radio last week, I think it was Danny Murphy, you know, the old Liverpool and England footballer.
Yeah.
He said, he was talking about Tottenham and Pochettino. And he said, you know, you can have all the best players in the world, the greatest players in the world. And, you know, but if you... But they you can't just expect these players to just turn up and play and turn it on and win. Because they have to have some sort of tactical direction and leadership. And I thought, even at, you know, for Tottenham, all the way down to grassroots level, you know.
Yeah.
Now, this is again where being a copycat can come into it, because if you're copying somebody else's tactical thinking and you try to apply it to your own training, then you're going to fail.
Yeah, I agree. And then we come to the second part. More you know yourself and your behavior, then you have more chance to understand it. And that makes you less and less copycat if you understand yourself.
Well, listen, I've got two examples for you. I want to hear your reaction, okay? Like, the email. That sometimes used to come around, wasn't it? I haven't seen him for a while, maybe because I blocked everything. Train like Barcelona within 6 weeks. Hmm. Have you ever had that email?
Interestingly, and those players who came through the Barcelona youth department, they trained there at least 2 years, 4 years, but 6 years.
Have you never seen these emails?
Yeah, I have seen. Actually, I saw this week, I saw one thing. There are studies that prove that technical players are better than those players who are not technical. So come to the individual training. Which is, there are studies that technical players are better than those who have not.
But these people, this guy, he was trying to sell something. Okay, he's trying to make a living. I understand that and respect him for that. But you know, he was so. I'm going to take these six exercises that I'm going to pay for, and I'm going to use these six exercises on my training ground. And in six training sessions' time, my team is going to be exactly like Barcelona. But the problem is, my team's under 12. It doesn't matter how old they are, to be fair.
I wouldn't see that coach who can do that.
I can't remember the company. I mean, I wouldn't out them on here anyway. You know, the other personal favorite of mine is a few people have contacted me saying to me, "Hey, you know, we you're a busy guy. Yeah, we'd like to help you. So, we'll plan your training session for you. We'll have it in your inbox the morning of your training, so you can deliver it at night."
And do they know your players?
But no.
So how they can plan your training session?
I think they're hoping I'll go, yeah. Could you send me a possession game and an 8v8 game, please? You know, and if I was to go with this, then what am I? I'm a copycat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm copying someone else's session. I've not thought for myself, you know.
Yeah, and it all should start from your principles, 11v11, or if you play 8v8 or 5v5, depends of the age group. It all starts from that formation, and then you plan to train for your team.
I agree. So to finish up then, what's the what should our final message, I can't speak today, our final message be to our listeners about being a copycat?
Try to learn to understand yourself and develop your football brain. Then you need less and less copy trainings, and you don't have to be a copycat.
I agree. And there we have it. And for me, it's by all means, watch other people's training, have pop-ups, and develop them from there.
Yeah.
Brill. All right. Well, look, we're out of time again. So listen, thanks again, Acousti, and we'll be back again next week with another episode.
Yeah. See you.
Thank you for listening to the Think Transition podcast. Mm-hmm.